And welcome in on a Friday morning to a Community Connection on 1400 K1, as we typically do on a Friday, the first Friday of the month, focus on county government. And I get to spend a little bit of time this morning with Lieutenant John Copeland from the Washington County Sheriff's Office. Hey, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me, Charlie.
It's an opportunity to focus on what you do, or the office does, and of course we're the smallest county in the state, but there is still a lot of miles of highway to be patrolled and covered, and you provide law enforcement for the smaller communities in the county that don't have their own full-time police force. So really a lot of things go on in the sheriff's office, don't they?
Yeah, there is, Charlie. And of course we do maintain the correctional center, the detention facility. Yeah. Which is where everyone that's arrested is brought to that facility, whether it's through the police departments and the county or highway patrol. Every year we do our annual Thanksgiving and Christmas programs, mm-hmm. which is coming around right around the corner for those. And we just got through having our fourth annual Cops and Rodders car show back in October, and that was very successful. Had a record number of 164 entries. And back in August, we had our pancake breakfast, which both of those programs go to directly benefit our Thanksgiving and Christmas programs.
Well, I just want to comment on the car show. I thought it was fantastic. I spent a few minutes there, not as long as I would like to have, because the display was fantastic, and you had a good crowd for it. You mentioned record turnout and everything. It was just an outstanding event. I hope it will continue to grow and grow.
I think it will. Over the last 4 years, it dipped a little bit between 2015 and 2016, but since then, those numbers have increased each year. With it being an annual thing and something that Sheriff Silver was kind of his brainchild to put together and host every year, it's, mm-hmm. I think, taken off, and people are remembering it every year. And it's just a good time to go out and see a lot of cool-looking hot rods and classic cars and trucks and motorcycles. This year, one little thing that we did add that was different, 50% of our concessions went to Lieutenant Rob Fouts' family.
Yeah. He arrived home from medical treatment, and with the news, at least it was made public. I don't know how long the family knew, but made public not all that long just before your event. And I think the community, in part, just came to the event because they wanted to. They had been coming for the last several years, but in part, I wasn't planning on going, but here's a good cause. Maybe I should.
Well, I think that might have been part of it. Of course, we did churn out some really good hamburgers and hot dogs, too.
It was fantastic. You guys are among the best grill teams, I think, around, and I've had a few of them.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
It's part of the Thanksgiving event. For those that don't know, this kind of, again, has been going on for a number of years in the community to help some families that if not for what you guys did, their holiday season would not be as bright as it is.
That's true. For over 20 years, we've been doing our Thanksgiving baskets that we hand out to different families in need across the county. And those baskets include a turkey and all the trimmings, the stuffing, the pies and rolls and all of that. Mm-hmm. Last year we did a record number of 22 families for Thanksgiving. And then our Christmas program, 58 children benefited from that last year. And that's kind of a neat deal, because we have a visit from Santa and Mrs. Claus, and the kids get to come and talk to Santa and give their wishes to him. And we always have cookies and punch and stuff on hand as well. So that's always a fun and neat time.
It is, and it's an opportunity. I've seen some pictures that have come out of that event, and the smiles, the sunshine on the kids' faces is just fantastic. And people need to help you out whenever they can.
Oh yeah, it's a neat opportunity for us at the sheriff's office, because there's a lot of us that always pitch in with that. Either it's wrapping the gifts or going out and delivering the Thanksgiving baskets to the different families in need, going to the shopping for all of the gifts. We'll spend one evening doing all of that. So it's a lot of fun. It's a way for everyone at the office to chip in, mm-hmm. and give a little bit back to the community. And it's a positive setting.
You reminded me just before we went on the air that this kind of grew out of a Shop with a Cop program under previous administrations. And, of course, now Bartlesville Police continues it with their reserve program. I think you guys still do something like that, too, don't you?
Yeah, the Shop with a Cop program, that, of course, directly benefits foster children.
Yeah.
Bartlesville PD still works with that. And our program changed just a little bit, where we take applications mm-hmm. from different ones, different families, different children that are nominated, if you will, each year. And our administrative staff carefully peel through all of those and select the different families and or children for each one of those programs. And so instead of it just being limited to foster, it extends out to those families that maybe have had a little bit tougher time this year economically, or just on some tough times for whatever the reason.
Yeah, it really is a benefit to a lot of kids and a lot of families in the area. And again, I try to blow you guys' horn on it because you're doing some good work there.
Well, and it's like I said, it's always a lot of fun, Charlie. Seeing those smiles and hearing the giggles on all those kids' faces, it's a tremendous blessing for all of us at the office to be able to turn around and give something back to the community in a very, very positive situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that I know it was started and was going when I started with the sheriff's office back in 97, and Sheriff Silver has continued that tradition, if you will, mm-hmm. today, and every year it's grown, which
yeah.
is also neat to watch.
It is, and it's something that the need never goes away, but hopefully the support that you get, whether it's through the Masonic Lodge or their breakfast or other reasons that people choose to give and support it, I think it's going to continue, and I hope people will continue to step forward for you.
I think it will. Of course, people are always able, if they want to donate monetarily. Those donations go through the Sheriff's Office Reserve Unit,
mm-hmm.
Which is a 501(c).
Mm-hmm.
So that does help on taxes on one end of things.
Sure.
But on the other end, it's just a way to bring the community together, bring the office further into the community, whether it be families in Bartlesville or in the rural communities within the county.
Yeah, and I think it's the outreach that you give, I think particularly in the rural communities. Bartlesville, I guess it's maybe more visible, and it's nice to see you're out there asking the questions, looking at the families and say, who can we help this year?
Exactly. We get usually quite a few applications, and of course our administrative staff work with some of the different charities in town to make sure that our part of the giving back, if you will, is helped spread out so that we're not doubling over someone else's efforts.
Mm-hmm.
And what that ends up doing is just reaching more people.
Yeah, it's really great. So again, that's coming up fairly soon. You make your distribution, as I recall, I'll say earlier Thanksgiving week on some of that stuff.
Typically about a week before Thanksgiving. Yeah. We will round up our reserves and some of our deputies, and they'll go out and deliver those baskets to those different families. And then again, around the Christmas program time, it's usually about a week before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
That's when Santa and Mrs. Claus make their debut and visit there at their annual debut, I guess, at the sheriff's office. And again, that's a lot of fun. Sometimes we'll have some elves that show up to help with the gifts. And it's a real blessing and a treat to see those kids and their families come in and the smiles on their faces, and they're always eager to get their photograph with Santa Claus, and we try to get as many of those photos up on our Facebook page as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, it's a neat time and way to have a very, very positive interaction with the public in which we serve.
Yeah, and so many of those other interactions, you're catching people in a situation with a speeding ticket or something else that maybe they just not make that particular meeting. So it's nice to see some positive things going on.
It is. It's one of those things that I've helped participate with in my tenure at the office, as well as a lot of the other deputies have too. It's nice to have been able to work under two administrations that mm-hmm. have kept the program going and looking at different means and ways to make sure that program stays intact and that we can continue to give back to the community.
If some members in the community wanted to help, and you mentioned monetary donations already, are there other forms that the community can get involved in what you're doing?
There are. I know once the list or the groupings of children are obtained and we learn what gifts are on that shopping list, if you will. Mm-hmm. That's one thing that if people want to help out, they can call. Another thing is with the Thanksgiving baskets. Like I said, last year we did 22 baskets, and you know, there may be, you know, if people want to donate, you know, go and buy, you know, some of the things. Mm-hmm. Those things we usually leave to our administrative office staff, because those gals, they do a tremendous amount of work behind the scenes and getting all of that scheduled and routed and the logistics on everything. So we kind of leave that to them to handle the specifics on.
Okay, sounds good. I just wanted to make sure that people had the opportunity, if they chose to help in some manner, that we wanted to give them that method. But sounds as though check with the admin staff or, send fives and 20s.
That'll always work. And if they have any questions, they can always reach out to us by phone or through our Facebook page and private message if they so choose to.
The Scouts have a law enforcement explorer program. I know they work with Bartlesville PD. Do they work with you guys too?
To my knowledge, the Explorer program is mainly just stuck with the police department, or assigned to, rather, mm-hmm. the police department. There have been times where I think they've helped with different things with us. If there's a activity or some kind of deal going on that we've helped Bartlesville out in town, I know there's times where, you know, we'll have some...
Sure.
Some crossover there.
I just wasn't sure, and I know sometimes the public doesn't always differentiate between county and city law enforcement. We see a police uniform and we say, oh good, the police are here.
Yeah, you know, it's currently we've got more staff than we've ever had, which is a good thing. We're able to present a true 24-hour law enforcement running three different shifts. We have several deputies assigned to our courthouse and mm-hmm. transport division, mm-hmm. which those individuals make sure that we get people where they need to go and also maintain that security at the courthouse. And then we've got one deputy assigned just to civil papers doing civil process stuff. So there are going to be oftentimes where the public is going to see a deputy car in and around Bartlesville. But we're also out there in Copan and Oshaleta and Oglesby and Ramona and Vera and all points in between.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like I said, it may be the smallest county, but there's still a lot of miles to do what you do so well.
Exactly. We're about 11 miles wide and 41 long, so there's quite a bit of area to cover.
Yeah, it is. What else do we need to talk about this morning? I mean, again, you're the primary law enforcement for the county, for the communities that don't have a full-time force. You're there to back them up. But I know that just because through my involvement with Crime Stoppers, you guys are active and getting the job done.
Well, and we do appreciate those Crime Stoppers tips that do come through. Crime Stoppers is one of those programs that it definitely affords just a different avenue for people to funnel information to us. Our Facebook page, that also has been helpful for mm-hmm. us to get the information out to people as well as to receive information. Being the chief law enforcement agency, if you will, in the county, there's a lot of different responsibilities that are saddled upon us, but with the staff that we have in place now, we're able to take that and handle it, I think, very effectively mm-hmm. and push on into the future with whatever the future may hold. And it's also nice to have backing and support by the community and from the community. I think that looking at different communities, towns, cities, states across the union, we're very fortunate here in Washington County.
We
have a lot of good citizens that provide their support and back us, which is always beneficial and helpful.
Absolutely. Well, I know this is a busy time of year, and you guys are always so friendly, so ready to come out and help whenever you need it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Charlie.
Again, we're talking with Lieutenant John Copeland. He is part of the Sheriff's Office force, and if you happen to see him, thank him for what he does. And again, if you'd like to help out with the Christmas or Thanksgiving efforts, excuse me, call the Sheriff's Office. The administrative number
918-332-4000.
332-4000. And that office staff can tell you what they need, or at least how you can get a monetary donation to help out.
That's correct.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Charlie.
Community Connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1.